The legislature's top attorney says lawmakers would have a lot of latitude in crafting a coastal management program. Doug Gardner says he would expect a court to give considerable leeway to legislation that would preempt a citizens' initiative to reestablish a coastal management program in state government. The House and Senate Judiciary Committees yesterday held a hearing on the initiative likely to be on the ballot next fall. The agency closed last summer after the legislature and Parnell administration could not agree on terms of extending it. Juneau Mayor Bruce Butella is one of the initiative sponsors, who call their group the Alaska Sea Party. He told lawmakers that the state program gives Alaskans a voice over the federal government.
The federal government is actually required to submit for state review their proposed activities and get the state's approval. It's a tremendous power, and it's important, I think, particularly for Alaskans, given the fact that we have a coastline that is roughly 38% to 40% of the entire nation's. And most of our activities occur in this state, happen in the coastal zone.
But without a coastal management program, the state now does not have the right to review any federal activity, and federal agencies are not submitting plans to the state. Butella says the program is also important to local landowners and developers as a coordinator of permitting activities. He says that accelerates rather than delays projects.
That function has been paramount to the program since, and it's certainly incorporated into our initiative as well. That is to make sure that an individual developer does not have to be in a situation that he or she or it has to go to each agency individually, try and sort out the regulatory scheme for that agency, work that timeline, go to the next agency, and do the same thing.
Yesterday's hearing was held as a requirement for all initiatives, and no decision or action was necessary. But if the legislature passes a substantially similar bill this year, the initiative would not be on the ballot. Division of Elections Gail Fanumiai, Director of Elections Gail Fanumiai, says the Sea Party got signatures from all 40 House districts and met the threshold of 7% of registered voters in 37 of 40 districts. Fanumiai says more than 24,000 of the 25,875 signatures required have been approved, and elections officials continue to verify those signatures. Several Alaska Native organizations oppose a legislative effort to increase sea otter harvests. The marine mammals are expanding in number and range in Southeast and some other coastal areas. And crabbers and divers say otters are decimating populations of crab and other shellfish they gather for commercial or subsistence use. Alaska Natives are allowed to hunt otters but face strict federal limits on how they are used. Full pelts can be sold to other natives. Traditional products such as clothing or regalia can be sold to anyone. Representative Peggy Wilson, a Wrangell Republican, authored the legislative resolution asking federal authorities to allow more hunts.
We're hoping that the natives can do what they traditionally have done for years, and that they can be able to harvest them, use their skins to make other things so that they can make money. And if we just keep it to them, we're not going to over-harvest by any means of the imagination.
Wilson's resolution would allow whole pelts to be sold to non-natives, which is now illegal. She recently told the House Resources Committee that would boost harvests and lessen impacts on fisheries. Clinkett Haida Central Council President Ed Thomas says that could create some problems.
The biggest threat is that if we were allowed to sell those pelts unaltered, you can pretty much guess, if you look down here on South Franklin, that they would come back as authentic native crafts made in Taiwan.
Thomas supports other parts of the resolution, calling for a new federal management plan that increases otter harvests. So does Rosita Wuerl, who spoke on behalf of the Alaska Federation of Natives, Sea Alaska Corporation, and the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. Sea Alaska and tribal governments in Sitka and Petersburg are among those trying to expand pelt processing. Wuerl says they're providing training and equipment needed to support a growing cottage industry.
We see sea otters as just one answer to trying to promote sustainable economies in our communities.
Wilson's resolution was heard Friday in the House Resources Committee. The measure remains before that panel. If it passed, it would be sent to Alaska's congressional delegation and then the Secretary of the Interior. An Anchorage lawmaker is proposing a two-day Thanksgiving holiday as a way to conserve energy in state office buildings. Representative Les Garris says using a four-day weekend as a teachable weekend would save money and show that the state is serious about saving energy. Garris could not say how much the state would save under the plan. He says he requested an estimate from the administration last year but hasn't gotten one. House Concurrent Resolution 21 would request that the governor ask unions to exchange one paid annual holiday rather than Thanksgiving or other than Thanksgiving for a new one, which is the day after Thanksgiving. By a vote of 75-20, the U.S. Senate passed the bill that reauthorizes the Federal Aviation Administration for 4 years. Before the vote, Democrat Mark Begich spoke of the importance of money for runway improvements, upgrades to air traffic control systems, and the vital nature of air travel in Alaska, where he said more than 80% of communities are off the road system.
This conference report makes significant investments in the Essential Air Service Program, otherwise known as EAS, which serves rural and isolated areas. 44 communities in Alaska will continue to receive minimal level of scheduled passenger service. Sensible reforms that will exclude communities in the lower 48 with fewer than 10 passengers per day.
Senator Lisa Murkowski joined Begich in supporting the bill. The legislation passed the House last week. Begich says since 2003, there have been 23 short-term extensions for the FAA. The reauthorization runs through 2015 and allocates $15.9 billion each year for runway and airport improvements, construction projects, and modernization of the air traffic control system. Begich denounced controversial rules that were added to the legislation that affects the ability of unions to organize. Now 50% of a company's employees would have to want a vote on union representation rather than 35%. Begich says the language had no place in the bill, but he said it was time to move on and get the reauthorization passed. Alaska's U.S. senators have introduced legislation to prohibit the Air Force from relocated F-16 fighter jets from Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. The legislation also requires that just as many, if not more, F-16s be based at Eielson this September. Senators Begich and Murkowski filed the bill yesterday. Both say they're unconvinced that moving the jets from one part of Alaska to another is an efficient or effective way of cost-cutting. Begich is also a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. The senators and Congressman Don Young plan to meet with U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz on Thursday to discuss the plan and question the reasoning. Four Juneau ski racers will travel to the Arctic Winter Games next month based on the results at the Alaska State Alpine Skiing Championships that just wrapped up. The races were held at Alyeska Ski Resort in Girdwood. The Alyeska Cup is the first of two state qualifying races for the United States Ski Association's Junior Olympics for the Western region. Juneau's Eagle Crest Ski Area will host the second contest later on this month. The Alyeska Cup is also a qualifier for the Arctic Winter Games, and Shane Kelly, Cody Weldon, Adrian Audette, and Naomi Moritz will compete at the Whitehorse Games in March. Juneau Ski Club head coach Dan Ord says they had to make their decision now.
So it's kind of one of those things where some athletes are holding out, wanting to go to Western regions, won't qualify and don't get a spot to go is the worst-case scenario, where they could have gone to the Arctic Winter Games if they had signed up and gone already. So our athletes are quite quick to jump on the Arctic Winter Games.
Ord calls the Alyeska Cup a great race series for Juneau skiers. He says they battled some tough competition from the Alyeska Ski Club, which boasts four nationally ranked skiers. The annual championship races draw 11 to 19-year-olds from Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. It was also a week of heavy snowfall. Ord says the Super G races for some age groups were canceled, and throughout the week, races were postponed because of weather.